Hello, fellow Tolkienites, and welcome to the first episode of Ardacast. In this episode, we will be talking about Lord of the Rings on Prime, its cast, where it's going to be set in, what age, time, and the characters, the heroes, and villains. So, please stay on this episode, have a nice time, and a cup of tea. Hello again, my Tolkienites. So now I will cover the basics of the of Lord of the Rings on Prime. So first off, I'll start the cast. So in the cast, there will be included two major roles, which is going to be two custom characters named Tira and Beldur. They'll be played by Robert Aramayo, who played young Ned Stark in HBO's Game of Thrones, and Markella Kavanagh will play the character named Tira. Other cast members include Owain Arthur, Nazanin Boniadi, Tom Budge, Morfydd Clark, Ismael Cruz Cordova, Emma Horvath, Joseph Mowley, and many more. Now some criticism. I don't like how they made custom characters in a universe who somebody else wrote, and there are a lot of canon characters they could use and that actually associate with the story, and not like custom characters that we don't even know anything about, and might be confusing to understand, because it's like, it's not Tolkien's right work, it's just somebody else's thinking. And that's an immediate red flag for me. I don't know how about you guys, but and there's a red flag for me. Now, who else is involved in the Lord of the Rings on Prime so-called fellowship is J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay, who are the screenwriters of Godzilla vs. Kong. There will be also Brian Cogman, who wrote 11 episodes of HBO's Game of Thrones series, was a co-executive producer by the end of the show's run. Variety says Cogman will consult on the TV show, Lord of the Rings on Prime, but when Amazon posted a short video about the fellowship, Cogman was listed and was one of the writers, along with Jennifer Hutcheson, Helen Shang, Jason Cahill, Glennis Mullins, Justin Doble, and Stephanie Folsom. I'm really sorry if I spelt any of those wrong. Then there will also be J.A. Bayona, who directed 2018's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and he will be directing the first two episodes. There will be Belen Atienza, Bruce Richmond, Gene Kelly, and Lindsay Weber are executive producers, from Amy's as a co-producer. So you might ask, what will the Lord of the Rings on Prime all be about? Oh, and a small comment about their writers and stuff like that. Again, my hopes are running even lower, because Game of Thrones writers, they're getting screen directors, really. Like, the season 8 was a big disappointment, and some other season's episodes were like, meh. For me, like, a Tolkien fan, I'm not saying Game of Thrones is bad, but some episodes, seasons were like pretty boring or just really not the level they're supposed to be. Now, what's it all about? So, there won't be stories like we've seen before, but it will be the same Middle-earth setting. Amazon Prime has already posted a video, a picture of the Middle-earth map, for its terrain, landmarks like that. And there will be some of the details from Lord of the Rings. And, right. Everything won't be unfamiliar, I suppose, and hopefully. Otherwise, I'm just not even going to try to watch the TV show. And actually, Amazon has rights to use elements from the Jackson movies. Yeah. And Jackson himself told that he won't be deeply involved, but that he might offer some assistance. And there are four ages in Tolkien's works, and this will be all set in the Second Age, when the famous Sauron's ring of power was forged along with the other rings. So that pretty much covers most of it. Now, you might ask, when will they release it approximately? So, Jennifer Salk said the company hopes to air the show sometime in 2021, which is not so far away. Just 1 year to wait. And we do know that Amazon has bought rights on Lord of the Rings saga. So, but what the company will do with the rights can evolve, can change. And the current plans are just to make a multi-season series set in the Second Age, which is before the Fellowship and the Hobbit. Well, that's all my folks about Lord of the Rings Prime, which we know. So now I'll have some small comment. So first, the writers. I'm kind of disappointed of who they're getting to get the job done as Game of Thrones writers. They really sucked at season 8, especially the bowels. Like that moment when a simple animated movie, Shrek, has a better understanding of medieval warfare rather than Game of Thrones. Like in the Battle of Winterfell. It was all dark, you couldn't see anything almost. They put the trebuchets in front of the walls, which was pretty crazy. And we can imagine how they would massacre the Lord of the Rings. And I'll be pretty sad if they did ruin it. Then the actors. If they scoop up some good actors, but they start messing around with Tolkien's work, that doesn't mean it's gonna be a success. I can even say maybe it will be even more of a downside for Amazon Prime. I don't know. I'm not God that I don't know everything. What else I could tell is that I do pray. I do actually pray. It'll be good, but it will probably not be. By the way, I think it was said that Ian McKellen will be included probably. But I also heard rumors that Gandalf will be in Middle-earth, which is pretty crazy, because in the Second Age, Gandalf wasn't in the Middle-earth, according to the lore. I guess they are going to mess with the lore, so I can't argue on this one. What else I could say? Yeah, not much. This episode is a pretty short one. Other comments I could add is like, if Amazon Prime will mess this up, my years or time of waiting won't be really wasted, as I didn't really have high hopes and high expectations for them. But if they are really good, if the series is really good, then I'll be speechless. I will actually be speechless. It will be interesting to talk about this in like a year when they air the first episodes, which I'm pretty excited for. Then we can discuss all the stuff, and I'll be pretty cool. So that is it, my fellow Tolkienites. This is the first episode of Ardacast about the Lord of the Rings on Prime.